My guest at this time is Shaq Hill. He is a former Air Force fighter pilot who served as a flight commander in the presidential wing at Andrews Air Force Base. He is now a candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in the state of Virginia. For the next few minutes, we want to learn why he's running and some of the key issues involved in his campaign. And, sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Pleased to be with you today.
Well, let's talk about why you're running. Obviously, you've spent time in the military. You've successfully raised a family and still are raising that family. Why did you decide to get into the muddy world of politics this year?
Well, when I was an officer in the military, just like many other military members, I raised my right hand and I promised to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies. You know, I'm 49 years old right now, Greg, and I see that our Constitution needs more defenders now than at any time in my life. Whether it's the NSA or the IRS or other scandals, Benghazi, we're having a constitutional crisis right now. Our leadership is not taking us there. And even our current Senator Mark Warner is a total failure and co-op to Washington, D.C. And I looked around and I said, look, I want the American dream for my family. I want it for the children I've been a foster parent to. I want it for your children and just our prosperity. And we're losing it. So I knew I needed to do something about it. And running for the United States Senate and unseating Mark Warner and firing Harry Reid is exactly why I'm joining in the fight and why I'm going to win in Virginia.
Mr. Hill, in terms of what you would do proactively, you mentioned a number of issues that you would have fought against in terms of defending the Constitution. What are some areas that you would be a leader in advancing?
Well, the first is we've got to get back our Fourth Amendment rights. That's a personal rights issue. We are having too much authority ceded to the federal government as far as going to the NSA, as far as the IRS having the opportunity to look into our medical records. I mean, can you imagine one day if an IRS agent knocks on your door and says, ma'am, sir, show me proof of your medical insurance? I mean, that's where we're heading, and this is an abomination. So the first place I need to go to is the Constitution and recognize that we have inalienable rights protected by our Constitution, and the first fight is the right to privacy.
We're talking with Virginia Senate candidate Shaq Hill. And, sir, you announced your Senate candidacy well before Mr. Gillespie. You had even attracted some pretty high-profile endorsements, including General Jerry Boykin. Now, of course, that Ed Gillespie, the former Republican Party chairman, is in the race, he's getting most of the oxygen, and a lot of pundits are already talking about the Gillespie versus Warner matchup. So given your deficit on name recognition, and I'm guessing on the money side as well, how do you fight against that and win this nomination?
Well, actually, it's very easy. The people of Virginia are going to have a constitution that's on June 7th. And they recognize that they do not want the government as usual. They do not want a quintessential 20-year-plus inside-the-beltway lobbyist. They want somebody who's got real-world experience, somebody who's defended our Constitution, worn the uniform that keeps and makes our country free. I'm a small business owner. I have a master's degree in finance. And what I'm finding as I go around the state, they are rejecting the notion that he is the nominee to be coronated. And what we're finding is this. If you want a very good lobbyist, I would probably hire Ed Gillespie or his firm, but he's mortally flawed as a candidate. And even the Democrats right now, Greg, are raising money on Ed Gillespie's mortally flawed record.
Talk about that a little bit more. What specific issues, what specific examples, whether it's his time as a lobbyist or as chairman of the party, make him unqualified to be the Republican standard bearer this year?
Well, he's unqualified not as an individual and not as a person, but he's unqualified because of his record. Let's take a quick look at the fact that he tells us in his recent video that he helped out the Lockerbie Scotland family. I think that's excellent, very worthy, and he lobbied on their behalf. But what he doesn't tell us is that his firm received $2 million in compensation. Now, I don't have a problem with either side of that equation, but you know the Democrats are going to go after him hard on that. The other one is Enron. Ed Gillespie personally lobbied for Enron. And can you see the commercials already right now? The family's in bankruptcy. They lose their house. And here's a picture of Ed Gillespie walking to the bank to cash in his $700,000 check. I mean, Mark Warner has over $250 million. That's a B, $250 million. And he's going to take the things that Ed Gillespie did as a lobbyist, that and Milosevic, and he also lobbied for other things. There's certain things that are inside of his book that he talked about. And he is going to get trashed. So instead of talking about Mark Warner's vote to use taxpayer dollars for sex selection abortion, instead of talking about Mark Warner's vote to give us Obamacare and cap and trade pushing, and instead of talking about Mark Warner, we're going to be talking about Ed Gillespie. And we're going to be talking about Ed Gillespie and Enron, Ed Gillespie Care, which is already online right now, and the Democrats are already raising money on him. We need to have somebody that can make Mark Warner run on Mark Warner's record, and that's me. And if we do that, we win.
Well, let's talk about Mark Warner's record a little bit here, and you mentioned the issue here in passing. You just released a video, I believe, last week, pointing out to voters that Mark Warner does not oppose sex selection abortion. His statement would be that he doesn't favor restrictions on abortion. I don't know that he would come out on the record and say, I'm a big fan of sex selection abortion. But tell our listeners a little bit about why you decided to focus on that issue and what it says about him.
Well, we know that the Democrats are going to pull out their hat, the war on women, which is fictitious. They have exactly no evidence that I have a war on women. The fact I fostered 23 baby girls or somewhere close to that number, the fact I've written a book, a financial planning book to help women in economic deprived situations, the fact I'm on a domestic violence task force, all of that's going to be lost. So what we did is we decided to take the offense. Let's push Mark Warner where he's most vulnerable. You see, Mark Warner has a war on girls, and it's killing them. And he's doing that because of his extreme position on abortion. Not only is he in favor, Greg, of allowing sex selection abortion, gender selection abortion, but he's in favor of allowing the gruesome late-term abortion up to and including the day of natural delivery. That is extreme. And I think the people of Virginia are not aware of this. They do not realize that I support the fact that we should have clean abortion clinics, women's clinics should be up to a safety standard, that of a veterinarian office. You know, we should have safety standards there. The doctors should be admitted to the local hospital just in case there's some kind of an event that occurs. But being as extreme as Mark Warner is not where Virginia is. It's not what Virginia values are. And we need to hit him to take the war on women fight off the table.
Sir, last question. Where can folks find more about you online?
Yeah, thanks very much. Go to Shaq Hill, which is S-H-A-K-H-I-L-L, shaqhill.com. You can hit that big red button to help me promote the video to make sure that other people see it and make a donation to the campaign. You can like me on Facebook. Go to my Twitter, which is at Shaq Hill. And you can certainly go to YouTube where you can type in Shaq Hill and see our that video and the other videos and the ones yet to come. So we're all over the web. We've got a digital footprint, and I very much appreciate what you're doing, Greg, for the conservative cause and helping out candidates like myself get known to your listening audience.
Well, Mr. Hill, we'll certainly be following the race, particularly right here in Virginia. Thanks so much for being with us today.
You're very kindly welcome. Have a great day.
Shaq Hill is a former Air Force fighter pilot who served as a flight commander in the presidential wing at Andrews Air Force Base. He's now a candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.